Life on the farm has never been easy. Long hours, unpredictable weather, and volatile markets are part of the job. But in recent years, wheat growers and farmers across the country have faced a wave of challenges that go beyond the fields. Rising debt, shrinking margins, and isolation have placed an enormous strain on rural families. Tragically, farm organizations, including the National Association of Wheat Growers, have reported an increase in suicides among producers, often younger growers without the financial cushion to withstand the hardships of modern agriculture. Farming is more than an occupation, it is a way of life, but it is also one of the most stressful professions in America. Studies show suicide rates among farmers are 2 to 5 times higher than the national average. At the same time, rural communities often lack adequate mental health services, leaving producers to carry their own burdens. National surveys reveal that 3 out of 4 rural adults believe reducing stigma around mental health is critical. Yet, cultural barriers, especially the perception that asking for help is a weakness, continue to silence conversations. For too long, resilience has been defined only as pushing through. True resilience also means recognizing when support is needed. Farm groups, nonprofits, and mental health advocates are working to break that silence. Campaigns like Farm State of Mind from the American Farm Bureau Federation, Rural Minds, and Stigma-Free Mental Health are providing resources tailored to the agricultural community. These efforts emphasize that seeking help is not a failure, but an act of strength. Your wellness is a key to your farm's wellness. Stress management is a business strategy, said Sarah Gideon, Executive Director of Health Innovations Network of Kansas, Incorporated. More than ever before, we have to look out for one another, to have those hard conversations when we notice changes in our friends and community members. Gideon added that resources are available locally, regionally, and across the state, and no one should feel they have to manage alone. Social media has become a valuable tool in spreading the message. Simple posts reminding neighbors that help is just a call away through the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline or pointing to resources from the National Alliance on Mental Illness make a difference in connecting farmers to support. For farmers and rural residents, support is closer than it may seem. Every conversation helps, whether it is checking on a neighbor, sharing resources online, or reminding a friend they are not alone. Small actions can save lives. Reducing stigma and building awareness is a community effort and one that rural America cannot afford to ignore. Farming will always come with challenges, but no one should have to carry the weight of those challenges alone. As Gideon put it, if you don't ask the hard questions, who will? If you or someone you know is struggling, dial 988 to connect with immediate help. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.